Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, dogs. How about dogs getting cancer vaccines to see if it could be applicable to us?
It's amazing.
It is amazing. It's fascinating.
And someone who's been in the center of a lot of the stem cell research and really at the forefront, Dr. Mike. Hey, Dr. Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you two?
Good,
fabulous,
good.
Man.
None of this surprises you because you've been involved in developments like this for so long.
Well, I actually love the idea of using the immune system to attack cancer. You know, when you think about it, the immune system goes everywhere in the body. It goes to the brain. It goes down to the toes. So, you know, if you can turn the immune system against the cancer, I'm all for it and always have been.
Well, using me as an example, Doc, I was in an immunotherapy trial with my cancer. So obviously I'm a big advocate and it's already saving lives. So to use the dogs in the equation is fascinating, is it not, sir?
It is. And the dogs, and a lot of people are surprised by this, but the dogs get the same types of cancers that people get, the same exact cancers. And so if we see it working on dogs, we know we have tremendous hope for the people. And most of the people doing this work, their end game is for humanity. I mean, it's starting with the animals, but the end game is for humanity. And so I like these people. They're good people, and they're working hard, and they're coming up with ideas that are just going to change, you know, the treatment panacea, if you will.
Right. And, you know, go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. I was going to say, for instance, we're taking cancers that I used to think were untreatable, that they might get 3 months. And if you came up with a new chemotherapy, maybe you'd get another 10% of life. So they get, you know, not quite 4 months. They get, you know, 3 months in a week. And it was not a big deal. But now we're getting animals that are 18 months, 24 months past the standard of care.
Oh.
That's huge in a dog's life.
Right. And what I was going to say was interesting because you don't think of humans and dogs as being particularly similar.
No.
But when you talk about cancer, it's the same sort of on a molecular level. Is that what it boils down to?
That's exactly what it boils down to. And what we're doing in the animals, and so you heard about this story the CNN put out there. They talked about a doctor out in Colorado that is trying to make a vaccine. Say your dog has a melanoma, your dog has mast cell cancer. He's trying to make a vaccine that can work on every dog with melanomas or every dog with mast cell cancers or every dog with lymphosarcoma near, you know, just like Hodgkin's disease in people. And that would be wonderful, but there are other universities that are working on what we call autologous vaccines, which means you take your individual, it's individualized treatment. Your dog develops cancer, we take that cancer from the dog, send a piece of that tissue to Kentucky, and then they make it into a vaccine back for your dog.
Wow.
And we're having good success with that. And I think very soon there's going to be some really good news on that front.
It's amazing.
Autologous vaccines. It is amazing.
So, Doc, they make a customized vaccine for particular cancer for a particular dog.
That's exactly right. Because you look at breast cancer, for instance, in women, you know that no two cancers are alike. And if the same individual gets breast cancer a second time, if it comes back after going into remission, it's usually a different cell type, a different type of cancer.
Yeah.
It's not the same one that was there before. So how cool or how, you know, I love the idea of taking a cancer from that individual, making a tailored vaccine for that cancer and giving it back and doing it in time. In a matter of 10 days, 2 weeks, to be able to treat that patient. That's amazing.
Right, and prolong their life. So talk to us, Dr. Mike, about what you think the implications are, how long these particular vaccines will take to come to market for us. Is that too hard to see?
Yeah, so you know how long it takes an antibiotic to come to fruition.
Yeah.
Right.
And they say most of the antibiotics that work in animals don't necessarily work in people, and so they don't make it to the end. They don't make it to market. But with these cancer vaccines, there's a desire. You remember back in the 70s, there was a war on cancer. I think it was Nixon that declared, you know, we put a man on the moon, why can't we beat cancer? And they started the war on cancer. Well, they started working with immunotherapy in the 80s, and they had success. But what they were doing is they were looking for a cure. So if we can stop the cancer and cure it, that's great. But what if we can just slow it down so that we can live in equilibrium with it? We can still live a healthy life, a normal life. I'd accept that if I had a bad cancer. And the third side of it is that it may not work. Where they ran into 66% of those cancers in the 80s responded to the immunotherapy, but they moved on because they were looking for a cure.
Wow.
They wanted to cure all cancers. And so now they're coming back to it. It's that full circle. And now you have some really great people working on the mistakes that were making bad, the mistakes that were made back then, and trying to bring it up to us so we can use it in the next 5 to 7 years,
right.
I hope.
Dr. Mike Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Hey, Doc, are you seeing, because you were really truly at the, it's indisputable that you have been at the forefront of the stem cell research involving animals. Are they making progress? Are they seeing the efficacy of it?
Oh, a tremendous progress in the stem cell front. We're actually going into higher level. So we've been taking stem cells from fat. Imagine that, a stem cell for listeners are repair cells, and treating things like osteoarthritis, ligament diseases, and bone diseases. Now we're taking stem cells out of blood, a higher level stem cell. We're treating things that are similar to Lou Gehrig's in dogs, similar to Lou Gehrig's in people and dogs, and neurodegenerative diseases of the spine and the nerves. And it's getting very exciting. We're also treating liver and kidney disease. So it's progressing tremendously, and I've been doing it since 2007, talking about it since 2000. And so you might say it's slow, but I'm as passionate as ever because we're helping a lot of patients that we couldn't help before.
Absolutely. And I know that the gentleman in the study that you and I are speaking about at CNN, he says obviously he hopes to have a cancer vaccine for as little as $100 a dose. But you know as well as I that people do go to amazing lengths to try to save their animals' lives.
Absolutely. And he's talking about a vaccine that you could give like the flu vaccine to try to prevent the cancer from even occurring. And if he does that, it's going to have to be cheap. It's not going to be able to be much more than that, because if you don't have cancer, you may not think it's a pressing issue. However, when a dog or an animal or a person gets diagnosed with cancer, it's at the top of your radar.
Yes.
You will do anything and everything you can to beat that cancer. And that's why I'm real happy there's people that are doing these vaccines today.
Well, and I tell you, if you kind of are skeptical or cynical about where we're spending too much money on animals, the transition from we can use this research for human beings is a great story to tell, isn't it, sir?
It is. And as I said at the beginning, these people are truly working for humanity. They're great people that are trying to find a cure for diseases that we all thought were incurable.
Right. Mm. Right. I love what you do.
Yeah.
And I love talking to you. You make it sound so commonsensical. And some of these things when you're talking about cancer can really blow your mind.
You have a great passion, too, brother. It's hard to find.
I love this profession, and I love trying to help, and you guys help me.
Dr. Mike, you're the best.
Thank you, sir. Have a great night. Enjoy the sunshine.
All right. You too. Take care.
Isn't it amazing?
It's amazing the money that people spend on their pets, too, for chemo and vaccines.
What did the sales guy, Marty, tell us? Did you hear that?
Yes.
What did he say? He said somebody buried a loved one.
It's a great story.
And spent like,
a couple thousand bucks,
and then a couple months later, their dog died, and the poodle died, and he dropped 10 G's
10,
or 12 G's on a mausoleum.
It's true.
For the poodle.
I get it.
Yeah, my spouse is dead, but my Muffy can't be.
My sister had a dog for 17 years. It's not easy to let go of something. 17 years.
No.
Little Beamer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.